The Better Country. Envy the meteorologist. No matter what is being discussed around him or her, all the meteorologist need do is talk about the weather. If the anchor person must put on his sad face to report on famine in Nigeria, the weather guy need not follow suit, for his report is all about cumulus clouds and intemperate temperatures. During the interminable election seasons with reports of Republicans and Democrats behaving like spoiled preschoolers and political polls forecasting winners and losers, the local meteorologist can remain above the fray and just focus on his own equally inaccurate forecasts. If the lead-in to the weather is all about the latest COVID numbers, how we're all going to die because the left tackle on the Kansas City Chiefs tested positive, the weather gal need not invest in the doomsday porn. But just report the current location of the approaching storm front. This world is indeed filled with sorrow, bitterness, tragedy, and cataclysmic events. And there are times when we must address them, perhaps even be immersed in them. The Christian, however, has much in common with the meteorologist. For once Christ Jesus and his Spirit dwell within him, he is hence a sojourner in an alien land. Even before Christ's incarnation, those who trusted in God through faith realized that this present world was no longer their home. Hebrews 11:13-16. All these died in faith, without receiving the promises, but having seen them and having welcomed them from a distance, and having confessed that they were strangers and exiles on the earth. For those who say such things make it clear that they are seeking a country of their own. And indeed, if they had been thinking of that country from which they went out, they would have had opportunity to return. But as it is, they desire a better country. That is, a heavenly one. Therefore, God is not ashamed to be called their God, for he has prepared a city for them. The Christian, of course, is to care about the sufferings and fate, the joys and exaltations of the lost. And since man was given responsibility for this planet shortly after his ultimate forebear was created from its topsoil, we are to be good stewards of this present world so long as we dwell upon it. But believers do so as aliens, for this is no longer their home. We do not share in the periodic panic attacks from those who believe this earth to be the mother goddess of creation, that she is more important even than human beings, and her sustainability should be our every waking consideration. No, in his own good time, the Lord God will do away with this present earth, and good riddance. And the universe en masse will then breathe a sigh of relief. For that cataclysmic moment will usher in the creation of a new earth that will not be encumbered by famine or earthquakes, politics, or rampaging viruses. Even the weatherman will be out of a job.